in Shilamites sift out. So the Sulchan Aruch says Ein Donin. So the law is that the Passover does not judge, does not adjudicate cases on Shabbos, because there's a gzera that they might come to write. They write down the record, the decision, record testimony, etc.
Doesn't.
So therefore, they can't even hear the case, because they might record the claims, etc. So they can't hear the case, they can't decide the case. Okay, now, therefore, once Chazal said that they can't judge on Shabbos, so the things which would go into under the umbrella of judge taking Bezin executing on something, they didn't use jail the way we use jail nowadays as a punishment. Jail was used as a way to make sure the person didn't run away before they actually would punish them with the lashes, whatever they were supposed to get. So jail was used just basically as a holding place. So you can't even, you're afraid that the fellow is, you haven't judged him yet, you're afraid he's going to run. So you want to put him into, you want to grab him and put him into this jail to make sure that he doesn't run right. So you can't do that. You cannot do that. The kolsh can obviously also like this. You can't give him the punishment. But in Dunham, it doesn't only adjudicate between two parties. It also means Bezin can't judge any cases of corporal punishment or capital punishment. So if you can't judge it, you cannot execute it either. The Habib Chalal then goes into all of this a rule of you can't, Bezin can't make decisions. If the person runs away, so he ran away. So that's not our responsibility. Okay, so we didn't punish him.
So if you have somebody that you're gonna take him to Beis Din, but you haven't done it yet. Friday afternoon, you can't put him into the jail to hold him until after.
On Friday afternoon, you could. Before Shabbos, you could.
Oh, okay. So just if it was Shabbos,
you're right. The guy looks like he's about to bolt. Let's grab him, put him away, since we won't be able to get away. It's okay, we can't.
So I have two questions. So, if one were to do this, is there any sort of sod on a person?
No, generally don't say no.
Okay. And then, why do we need this? I thought there was, there's a Navi that we take a pusuk that's, it says we shouldn't talk about non-Shabbos related things on Shabbos.
In general, Bezin creating Shalom between two people by adjudicating a case theoretically would be considered something which would be correct.
Okay.
Okay. Well, let me catch it. Can't marry a woman on Shabbos. So even if you want to give her, you want to make Kaddish her with money. Money's not only money, it means anything of value. So I can give her, I want to give her an item, etc. I want to give her a shtar, written beforehand. Can't marry on Shabbos. Because there's a Chazal, we're afraid that a person at the time of the Kedushin, they would write up some type of a document indicating that was so, etc. Any financial obligations, etc. So all that, one of the same there might come to write. I go up. Yesh matirin l'kaddish hecha de'en l'ish obonim. So some permit to do Kedushin in a situation where a person has not fulfilled the mitzvah pruvu yet, doesn't have kids, or even if he has, we'll see. Chazal said it's proper to continue having children if you could. So let's say he no longer has a wife; his wife died, so he wants to remarry and maybe have. So that's also proper. So permit it in that case. The according to that opinion, we could argue that possible not only is the Kedushin part, which is the Erisin, which Erisin basically would function, they cannot live together as husband and wife yet, but it definitely designates her for himself and nobody else once she's married to him through Kedushin. She's also to be, she can't marry anybody else, and then he can do with the chuppah later. So, chuppah being the nesuin part. So, this opinion says, well, maybe you can do the chuppah also. Now, Baba Gavdullah Kaimalon Hochi, we do not decide like this opinion that we just quoted. So, why am I quoting it then? Because Malcolm, however, you rely on this in a case of necessity. Where's an example of that? Also, people, the honor of people is an important thing. So what's the issue? He's going to say in the following case. They used to get married on Fridays. The reason they get married on Fridays is very simple. Was you could share your chasta meal with your Friday night meal. It was cheaper than making a separate large meal on Tuesday night and making another one for Shabbos. So they would share it. So you get married on Friday. Now, sometimes there'd be an argument, a disagreement about the dowry. You know, they get down to the final moments and you didn't bring all the money you promised. So now it's getting later and later Friday afternoon. All of a sudden, we realize it's already. Right by Shkia, we saw they finally agree. He says, I'm sorry, we joined to the Kalim. So that situation, we would go ahead and meet the Kaddisher on Shabbos. Shilapomim, Shilahiyakolam Mahashas Imanadunya, Beyanvob, Adalila, they couldn't come to a final decision on the dowry on Friday until it already became Shabbos. In that situation, we allow them to rely on this opinion instead of leaving the it's embarrassing for the cow, you know. Like she wasn't worth it to get married, you know. Wait till next week. So we do it. Hova karakino as the suda they prepared for the meal, and the suda for the chuppah. Tavi beer shlakalo b'lachosin. It's embarrassing for the cow b'lachosin. If they won't get married then. But you should be careful not to have yourself in that situation. This is not, you know, this is not your best way of dealing with this. Best way of dealing with this is to avoid the situation. Okay. Full all cults, and we don't do police on Shabbos, we don't do Yibum on Shabbos, Vein Kunsin, we don't do the chuppah, which means in a case where there is Kedushin was done before Shabbos, so all we have left to do is the chuppah part. We don't do that either. Below Makdishin, we don't make things hektish to the basic mikdash. Below Ma'arichin, below Ma'arimin.
It's interesting. I thought the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring halachas that are tied to the basic mikdash, to Elohim, there being a basic mikdash. Of course, that some of these are still theoretically.
It's one Mishnah. There's all in one Mishnah in Beit. This is basically part of the whole Mishnah.
Mm-hmm.
So, Marichin is the person uses the phrase, it says the Erich of such and such. Erich is always referring to a person. Erich means the value of a person. So he uses the word Erich. If he uses the word Domim, also means value. So you take the guy, go to the marketplace and say, okay, what would they sell this guy for in the marketplace?
Where does the city end?
If he says Erech, the Torah gives a set amount, male, female, based on age. That's called Erech. Then the person from Kosai, from the age, from 30 days to five years, from 5 to 20, 20 to 60, 60 and above. The man is 50 shkolim, 20 to 60, woman is 30 shkolim, etc. That's what Marichin means.
Is the local based in here? Do they evaluate what person's value in the slave market would be?
That's if there's no one, the rest of them will do it. Yeah. Hey, Mark Riemann is a person who uses the language of saying this item should be a cherem, but also goes to the base of Mikdash. So it's like being Makdash. We're all going to the same. I said this item should be a cherem, it means it should be set aside for the uses of the base of Mikdash. So you can't do that on Shabbos. The argument being that the same with Chazal prohibited business, which is the transfer of an item. So by hektish, just saying it's hektish makes a transfer. We have a rule that by hektish, to make something hektish, you just say it's hektish and it belongs to hektish now. So you basically affected, by saying what you've done, you've affected an ownership, a transfer of ownership. That's also. Lomar Frishim Shumas and Maisers. We can't separate Shumas and Maisers on Shabbos. You can't tithe it. Ben put in a bet, can't opinion a bet on Shabbos, and do it after Shabbos. Ben Megarshim, we don't give a get. LMK, who gets Shkimirda, the talk of the Alma, the person is very ill, and afraid he doesn't divorce his wife, will be stuck in an Aguna situation.
Maybe a Yibum situation.
It means a situation of Yibum, and the other brother is far away, or the other brother is not old enough to give it. She'll be stuck in the situation for many years. So they want to give her a get. Well, they wrote the get before Shabbos. They want to give it on Shabbos. The person is very ill. He'll give it now. He's going to die soon. The kulon in Nas or Shoigen, if they did it, because they by Shoigen, which means he forgot that it was Shabbos. I was in, or he knew it was Shabbos, but he did it anyway. Or they made a mistake. They believed that they were led to believe that this is okay. Masha also said, if you did it, you did it. It works. But you have it, they work. Okay. A lot of Bishop over here. Yud Aleph. Ain't Zonim. I don't feel it any moment. It means you can't judge cases of punishment. You can't even adjudicate cases to litigants. Shemir Yom Lo Deksim, because he might come to write it. And Behu Adin, similarly, Nami the Cedar Hatanis Levad, Bithad the Yom Damkin, just presenting their arguments, each one of them presenting them to educate. They can't do that. God can also share with you to what the Yonim different times say, because maybe the judges will want to write down what they said so they can remember and talk about it, discuss it. But I will leak ball to make a complaint. Let's see the war make present a situation to the Bezdin that they should be aware of. Regarding Altanis Psulin, Mutter, which is because we have an Ezra Simon Samach Beit. Now, since I got married on Friday, so Chazal said that you have a situation where a man marries a woman, and she's not a virgin. So we have to complain what's going on over here. He wants to present that to Bezdin, and we pray that Chazal, since in the Bezman Chazal, the Erisin and the Nesulim were not immediate. So it's a very, very problematic case. Because maybe if he finds her not a virgin, we don't know when it happened. Did it happen before the Erisin? Did it happen after the Erisin? After the Erisin, she might be prohibited to her husband. So Bezdin encouraged the husband. Encourage the husband to come to Bezdin and present them, and we'll figure out to decide what the situation is. We're afraid if he doesn't go right away, he might, you know, sort of make, you know, just to sort of accept it, and they, which might be wrong, because there's scenarios where the woman would be prohibited. So it's upset. You know, he just, you know, gets upset, and, you know, the time he gets to Bezdin, it's 5 days later, he's afraid of whatever it is. So Bezdin wanted to come right away and present it. Now, new din over here. Particularly Rabbeinu Gershom and Ma'or Hagarla. Rabbeinu Gershom's full title was Ma'or Hagarla. So Ben Gershom Mara Garlo Emet Tekano Shalavatul Hatami. Nothing about the Tami. What does that mean? Behind how Tefillah Kavua Bit the Mitzvah and the Basic Knesset. Shabbos in Loshe Bit the Tzara Gimel Kamal Bakol Vlahil All Abishil Tainu Zakon. What used to happen was the following. People had a problem. They wanted to get something done. And they felt it wasn't being addressed by the community wasn't addressing it. So no problem. The guy would go up in front, stand in front of the home and you couldn't die. Until you guarantee, I feel guaranteed that my problem's being addressed. I'm not going anywhere. That's called the battle of the or they used to do something. That they used to do was they would do it before laning. They pulled Sabbath around. The guy would get up in front of the Sabbath around. I'm not going anywhere until you address this.
Problem with the
Seymour? Was another individual, but this way he would force. It felt that Seymour wasn't helping address it, so he forced Seymour to address it.
Imagine there are people who try that today too.
I'll have the secret out.
It doesn't have the same effect as this because it's not the same. You know, within the group, theoretically within the group, you could do it. So he made a rule, don't do it on Shabbos. Unless he tried three times during the week, it didn't work. So then he can do it on Shabbos. And or if it's a situation where it's a tainus hakohol, means the whole tzibur has an issue which has to be addressed, not an individual person. So then if they feel they need to address it on Shabbos, they can address it on Shabbos. It's famous Maisa. During World War II, I think one of the appeals they had to try to raise emergency funds. What a group of people did is they went from shul to shul and they basically blocked laning. So people acquiesced to their request for money. Okay. Life is much more exciting in the shtetl than it was now. Okay, Yud Beis. You can't give a malchus. We got miyachal over the day. Chabura b'shabbos. Lashes would come to wounds.
What's the other problem?
It's part of din. What's b'chal din?
So just to understand how the Beis Din works, so they as soon as they would decide, they immediately the punishment would be given, or would they have some
direct? Bezin had a rule they couldn't leave a punishment waiting. It wasn't fair to the person who was the sitting there and
anguish.
And the anguish of awaiting it was not fair to him.
I'm sorry, and just what was
a different system they have nowadays? The guy sits in death row for 47 years until they get it.
And then it goes down to the wire with the Supreme Court.
Right.
I'm sorry, what did the Ramah, I mean, when he said, Hayasu, Mikvos, Mahaknis?
They would, the person would run away, they put him in jail. They shouldn't run away.
Okay, so you're saying it's Asur too.
You can't do that. That's all part of, it's all considered part of the. Okay. You're given a call, Din. He's a Shalmi, our mother, the Sibyl, Shalmi, 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 so the Posen says you can't make a fire on Shabbos. So the Yerushalmi explains it means one of the punishments of the Torah was Sreifa. So they can't judge a case of Sreifa on Shabbos. You can't make a fire. The Posen is saying you can't have the fire. So Hanu Mishal Yimachuyim, and he puts in the brackets Yomikad Marnim, that was censorship all the way. Havora. Because the government was very wary of the Jews claiming that they would make their own courts. So they wrote that in for the censor.
Well, that's interesting.
You might have another, even it says over here, it says the rule of says putting them into the jail. So it says, mine has a footnote. What does that mean? They had a right to judge. We don't have a right to judge anymore. That was all for the censor. So Havora, a person who's Kaif Havora, goes to Tershad Lo Yan Yishu B'Shabbos. You can't give him the punishment of Sreif, don't make a fire. We know you'll finish. From there we extrapolate to whether the Kol Einish, any punishments. Okay, well, Makaber Mari Mitzila, he did it the moment. He said, I did it with monetary cases. So, look, it comes out, the Yerushalmi is saying cases of corporal or capital punishment are also derisive. Cases of financial judgment are derabonon. So the Chinuch says why? Everybody finds rest on Shabbos. Even the Rosh, even the sinner, doesn't get his punishment on Shabbos. Shabbos is a day of rest. We can't put him into jail. He runs away. But if the guy's going to run away and leave his wife in a guna without giving her a get, over there there's that mutter hoyer cop, so you can grab him and stick him in the jail. Similarly, the person is very ill and he wants to testify. That woman's husband had died. If we're concerned that nobody else will be able to testify, he's the sole witness. I'm afraid he's not going to make it till after Shabbos. Either not be alive or not be coherent. So Bezdin would, at that point, they would convene in order to take the Eidus.
That could be a woman as well. Would be for that purpose. Is it a woman's Eidus?
Correct. A woman's also valid for that. You can't marry a woman on Shabbos. You might write it down. The problem over here isn't kinyan. The problem over here is you might come to rest. You're acquiring a wife. Just the act of kedushin without the chuppah does not give him ownership over the woman. He does not inherit her. He does not get the income from her work, and if she finds something, it belongs to her. So the kinyan, the acquisition of the man to the woman, is similar to the chuppah. So, but the kedushin is we might come to right. Now, furthermore, we can feel all your kedushin by John. They did the kedushin before Shabbos. They can't do the chuppah on Shabbos. Before we have the carbon the kamei, the also leichnisa the chuppah for Shabbos. You can't do the chuppah.
It's a raya.
V'hanu mitam da'ayir ha'chuppah kaino isav the chol of the water ha'elu. And now, but chuppah does give him. He now inherits her. He now gets her whatever she produces belongs to her. She finds something that belongs to him. So that's kinyan. Bobby kamechu memkar also for Shabbos. That's like acquiring the rights to the wife. That's like business.
The fact that chuppah is aser, even if kedushin was done before Shabbos, is a raya that kedushin is not the actual memkar. That's what he's demonstrating, isn't he? I mean that's because he's making the point. The reason that kedushin is not aser on Shabbos is not alts kinyan. It's
alts the you might have the right. And the chuppah is because of the kinyan. Now, Yishlabon, a person does not have wife or children yet. More than Yishlabon, he has children. Behemoth Yisha doesn't have a wife. Gam came with the day Zul, the mitzvah covered, coming to be Vomis. He's allowed to marry a woman on Shabbos, and it's the mitzvah to remarry. We crawl, but Berker Zara Zarecho, well, there about Tanach Yudecho. Plant in the morning and then don't stop planting more in the evening. The person had kids when they're young, the more says you can have, it's a mitzvah to have more children when you're old.
Does this only apply when it's a possibility of children?
On the man's part, yeah.
Well,
the woman's part, right? This mitzvah would only be if this, correct.
If she's capable of having.
Correct.
If you have an older man who's not married, who was widowed, then when you would get remarried, there would be a mitzvah to marry a woman who's
if it's possible. We have should who I did according to this opinion, maybe even Chuppah's mother. So after you have Chuppah, you saw the time of the water. In other words, Kedushin is only Gzeira. You might come to right. So say, you know what? For the mitzvah, we'll say, do it. And we're not worried about the possibility. We don't make the Gzeira. Now, but Chuppah is not just a Gzeira issue, that's an actual Kenyan issue. So maybe that's much. He says, maybe that's also much. Even though he acquires her. But even the less, like Isha Ubani. Yesh b'zeh mitzvah peruvu. Shilei the yesh lachol b'zeh. This opinion holds that the mitzvah of having children will allow him to do a kinyan. Kinyan is one. They're about in this case.
So we're saying that this is going according to the view that not like Beis Hillel that says that you've already fulfilled peruvu with one girl, or is that that's just
well, they say two things. In the case where a person doesn't have Yishuv Bonim, he didn't marry yet. And the Rishon was out in the case where he did, but there's a mitzvah to keep having children anyway. Peruvu is peruvu. There's a mitzvah of Aravot HaNach Yedech. Don't stop.
So what's the one boy and one girl?
That's peruvu.
Okay. But here we're saying even if he's already had children.
Right. He fulfilled peruvu.
Oh, so it's another aspect of it.
Right. So the Ishlag of Zen. So the Mishabura, Beloik, the Kaimalon Hawk, your guess. So the Ikra did Kaimalon Kishitas Rashi, Rashab, Rashab, the Kedushin, Baba Kupa, also Rashab, Zen. The Kat, the Kedushin, or Kupa, and Shab. Not like this smart. However, I'm bringing it down because the situation where they prepared everything and then it took too long, so we go ahead with it, not to embarrass the Chosin of God. Well, the Rasim of Yesh have to rob Ayyadeh Zen. They don't have refrigeration. This was the meal for the chasid. If you don't use it now, we're throwing it out. We're giving it out to them. If they make a new meal next week, a lot of money. The Chayyim says we only rely on this opinion if there's three details met. The Haino Imlay Kaim Peruvu Adayin. He's not fulfilled with Peruvu. Viyesh Hesed Rab would be a large loss of money. We got Biyesh Chosam Makala Imlay Yichnis. Was. If they don't go ahead with it, it'll be embarrassing for the Chosam Kal. All three together, he's making. That some say even the Dasha Ben Atam Af Yesh Loi Bonin Kim Shein Lo Yisha Gam Kedem Yitzirka Ovid Who Motzer. So the Chayim is saying that's very nice that the Ben Atam says that, but actually Sirlei they simply not love with that. In regards to this point, we will not rely on the Ben Atam. But Ben Ashmosh, this is talking about actually definitely like night time. It's Ben Ashmosh still. Bavari Ein Lahakmer B'Yevin, because we'll see later on. The Gazer Al Shul's Ben Ashmosh, the Tzarech Mitzah. The Rabbanans are Mutter Ben Ashmosh. If there's a mitzvah need, the Kuliyama. Fine. Don't push it off. There's many things which will happen. Tiltal Muksal and Eris, you might move the candlesticks. So they stay. They want to stay for the chuppah, and they run home and light the neiris. Well, they end up lighting their Shabbos neiris after sunset. Ma'achus ma'ana lochus neiris. So it is malikas ben shmoshes. We have to tell you how you should all have the oz cloth. They shouldn't light. Okay, ma'an lochus ma'oid the mishia chalas biyodoy shalas on the suin cloth erev Shabbos. If you can afford it, don't do it on Friday. And definitely don't do it on Friday. Some of the shayes is close to night time. Even if you do everything on time, the everybody gets home, there'd be problems. Wait until night time. So, you know, they're holding their candles, and instead they're holding their candles waiting for this thing to go ahead, right? You know. So now what do you do? I've got a book that calls Mancha Biyada Malicha Lamakam Shirit. We have a rule, when the book is in your hand, you can move it to wherever you want. But over here, we have an option. You should exercise the option. Give it to the goy.
I may have missed this in an earlier shiur some time ago, but fire, I thought it was like a psik reisha. If you walk with a candle, it's like a psik reisha that you're going to be causing havara or
say that. And that, of course, too, from the oil lamps. A candlestick.
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily. So you might move slowly, not necessarily seem to be a problem. Hello, Colton. We're afraid you can't do chalitza. Hashem Yitzchak Shtar Chalitza, the chalitza. We'll write up a document that she's had her chalitza like properly. She's allowed to marry now. So they would document that. So we're afraid you might document that. Rashi. I feel that quite welcome the chalitza, Osir. Maybe it needs to be a walk. So you want to come and get to the side. We're going to be doing the chalitza here at this time, etc.
So now we can say, oh,
so you shouldn't do that either, because it looks like you're discussing a case of Shabbos. You can wait the Motzei Shabbos at night time. Shtia chalitza be a mile off, that'll be tomorrow. So this designation that they used to do before the chalitza, if you need to, you can do it Friday night during Ben HaShmoshes, which again, Ben HaShmoshes, the Rabbanans, which have a Tzarech Mitzvah, are
what? What is it necessary for the Mishnah Berurah to tell us you can do a Motzei Shabbos for Sunday morning?
In general, they don't sit to do it on the Motzei Shabbos. Now, so what's wrong with Yibum? What's wrong with Yibum? Shkalitza, they used to write anything. Yibum, he marries her. So we have to write.
So in the same situation as chuppah, regular for a regular marriage.
Oh, so the same thing as chuppah. The mash of Yabba Moisa, Nitis Lodi, or Zishtun the Chaldover, Kinesu Amamish. The mice of Yibum, the bee of Yibum, makes her his wife totally, all along. And then you're back to that problem. How we can kind of kin you to Shabbos? Or they might write a ksuva, so either one would apply.
Saying that bias doesn't have the default law.
Okay. Vein Kodzin. I don't feel a kiddush or something like that. They already did the kiddush before Shabbos. Also, lachnitz for Shabbos, the chuppah, you can't do the chuppah. The chuppah kernel is selling you cover the bar. So you can't do yibum, you can't do kanisa, below makdisha. So you can't make anything holy. Shum davar l'kvoy, anything to the high one, to Hashem. Shum reizu hekdash. That phrase, this belongs to hekdash now. It'll be also. Why? Shum dekiman. Shum makdash babi rosso. Yeah, chavis lehekdash. By hekdash, just stating it makes it hekdash is. Reivin siyam babi rosso. Yeah, chavis reishu. So the reishu is kvoy. He's transferring ownership from his possession to Hashem's possession. But Dhamma the Mechagur, it's like a business transaction, as if it's a transfer of ownership. Mashenk and Litzik Stokel Aniyim is Mutter. I can commit that I'm going to give a certain amount of Stokel because nothing happens. with the statements, it's just the statements.
Like,
where's my hekdesh? When I say it's hekdesh, it's hekdesh. I transfer it.
Auctioning off aliyahs and things like that.
Right. All those loose commitments. Okay. Because you're going to rail out the hekdesh. I'm committing to make hekdesh this and this, but I didn't do it right now. So that also means what's a gum commit? Ryan Leah Basim and Shinvog, Mishapur is the Khan of Zion. I don't know what it's about. It's probably about the stock. Yeah. You're allowed to make a commitment for the stock on Shabbos. He says committing to give an item to the base to the shul is better because you don't have that transfer, immediate transfer.
If a person would have mocked you something bizman is that you'd have to set it aside basically until you may Rav Yameinu the base of Mikdash is rebuilt.
Yeah. Or, well, there is a concept of the pigeon. You can part it, put the money aside. You can put something aside. Now, the luck is you're part of it, the pigeon doesn't need full value. So that, you know, if the person wasn't, you know, it wasn't his fault for the reason, so they make a lot of be part of it on a smaller amount of value.
So I've heard about items for shuls in Eretz Yisrael having some sort of pseudo din of hekdesh.
There's a Gemara that talks about compares the commitments that stalker have a local like. Along the lines, parallel to the lines of being mocked or something. Well, not, it's not that it's actually hekdesh. Hello, my region. Shimmer, Eric, to you, like my value, I'm committed to my value. I'm taking responsibility to pay my value to hekdesh. Eric, pointing, hold on, for the value of so and so. Shinois in the hekdesh, kafi shanov, you can give according to the amount, the person's age. Again, it's kamas umatza. It's like business. Maloy machrimin. Behema. A shum dover. Where you can't designate an animal or any other type of item to be the base of mikdash. Shemarei dover zeh cherim. This item is called cherim. That means it goes to the base of mikdash. We'll come to now. It's all the same problem. That you're transferring ownership immediately. Then he says you can't be mad for his chumas and maizers. Mashikos of Olimar Frisian, you can't designate chumas and maizers. Shukaima can mark the chumas and maizers. Shehivrish, they get a status of chumar maizer, then it's like you're giving it over to.
You're transferring it to
a semi ownership of something. Semi chance of ownership. Now, Mikra did by these items, they don't belong to Mechaka Zachrayim, who they belong to at that point in time. So Mechaka Zachrayim, the Gemara, Mechaka Zachrayim. I don't understand it. The Truma, I have a right to decide to give it to. So what do I own then? Do I own the truma? I made a truma. I own it. I have a thief to give it to a kohen. We have a kohen suit. No, now it belongs to Shevet Kahuna. Somebody belongs anyway. One of the somebody belongs to Kahuna as a unit, and I will go and take it and give it to one. My whole soul power over it is the decision of who to give it to. And that's it. That's a shout out to them. The writer John Mishapur is explaining it's not really transfer ownership. The other problem is, as long as the chumas and mice has not been taken, you can't eat the item. So taking up chumas and mice, you're making it usable, so it's like fixing it. We've over him a hifrish, if he did it, it's been amazing, if he didn't, where potentially. Halacha is lo yoichol bein loy bein laker amatzi shabbos mitam kenas. Zobrikidit laf the shabbos. You know how you b'shoigeg mutar filo loy miyad. If you're a shoigeg, even he can use it right away.
What if you're outside? So you were outside, you had a garden, you had some fruit. You can eat. You didn't take maser.
Right, so you can't eat it. So normally during the weekdays, Beaker did before Shulam Zemais brought it to the house. Before they got to the final stage, either Miruach smoothing off the pile or bringing it to the house, you're allowed to eat it from that haroi. You're allowed to take a snack. A small amount, you're allowed to eat without taking off Shulam Zemais. Once you bring it to the house, it's called mikvah, it's called kavua, and you can't. But Shabbos, the rule is, meals of Shabbos are considered kavua. So you can't eat a roi from the pile on Shabbos.
But there are etzos for Shabbos if you're in a situation where.
There are some etzos. Chumas and Maisus. Wood in the challah, you can't think of a challah on Shabbos. So aren't the elves of a race of a challah, the Shaburas of cotton dowel. In case a person, that was much more common to us, was a case where a person baked the challah and forgot to think of challah. So loaf, you can think of the challah after it's baked. You take a piece of the loaf, and that's the name of this challah. But not a problem, but that's very nice, but I didn't do that. Yet now Shabbos, so we send this back to Reis HaMechal. He says, by my sir, if you have nothing else to eat, consider mitzvah, and therefore banish Shmosh, you'll be allowed to do it. There's challah, you're more machir. Why are you more machir? Because the law is by challah, who's lords, which is our situation. Challah, who's lords, is the rabbanon, it's not the rice. And therefore, because I will make all, and normally you can eat from something which before Shulman Samaj has been taken. It's a rice. If it's Chai, the rice is also the rice. If it's Chai, the Rabbanon, the rice is also. But Chazal said, Chalz Chutz Lords, you're allowed to eat and then leave over some of it and take off from the remainder, take off some and give it to burn it after Shabbos. So you have a solution. Why should you be make only Mafresh Chal on Shabbos? Eat only the whole loaf. And after Shabbos, take part of that as Chal and burn it and then remiss. Now is and the Chazal permitted you to eat it without taking off the challah beforehand in that situation. So you have the right to take it off. Main part of the can't opinion of Ben. Now, so obviously you can't use money. But the point is, opinion of Ben being here is not worse than anything. I can give the Kayan some swarm, and that'll be a valid opinion of Ben. All swarm are definitely usable in shops. I feel like a cliche, Shashava hates Sloy. Can't do it. Why not? Shadam the Mechel Mimra is like a business transaction.
Is it really? I mean, it's not, even despite the formula that's recited at Pidgin and Ben, I mean, the Kohen doesn't really.
Now, he says, I have a great idea. Vain Lerma, I have a great idea. He think of most the Kaimera Shabbos. And make up that the transfer of the ownership of the money should take place when the time comes on Shabbos. Shekiyah Yom Lamed Aleph B'Shabbos, when day 31 comes on Shabbos. Shows his man of the Yachal opinion. So that's a great idea, right? It works. You can transfer ownership, delay transfer of ownership.
It says, don't do it.
Why not? Because you lose your bracha. Shows the yuchel of orich. When you get the bracha, Erev Shabbos, it's not the mitzvah yet. On Shabbos, you're not doing any maisa. So you lose the bracha. The Chazal do not want you to do a mitzvah without doing a bracha. You can't do Erev Shabbos. Shows the yuchel of orich, keep it a dying look, call a mitzvah. Allah. Ech yer mitzvah. There's no bracha, no mitzvah to make a bracha on you. But Shabbos, not the yuchel of orich. Keep a show saying, oh, it's a clue. Okay, you have to add after a Shabbos. Even though I'm not doing my mitzvah the rice on that day, the Chazal did not want you to do mitzvah, which are five on the bracha. The Chazal said, you got to do the bracha. It's a Mishnah, we set this trumas. Chazal gave a list of five people who are not allowed to take up truma simply because they can't make the bracha. A person who's not clothed, has no clothing now. I can be ma'afresh, truma's ma'isrus, but I can't make a bracha. So you can't do it. Well, you try.
Like it's a zero.
No, Chazal wanted you to make the bracha. So he's not letting you do it in a way you can't make a bracha. Then you have it, it works. Now with Hadfila. Now, Chazabi Shabura. So there is a machloikus in Halacha. The Torah says it's after a month. What's a month? Does a month mean 30 days? Does a month mean our definition of a month, which is the solar month, is Fil Makala Be'er Shabbos Kav Tes Yoyim. Yud Beis Shos, the Tav Shin Tzadik Gimel Chalakim, Yishor, and 793 parts of an hour. Shashor Nechlekes, the Tav Tav Reib Beis Hey Chalakim. There's 1,080 parts in an hour. Can you do it like everybody knows? That's the announcement of a chalik that we talk about in Shul. So there are 18 Chalakim in a minute. So a chelik is 3.5 seconds long, 3 1/3 seconds long. 3 1/3 seconds long. So there are in an hour, there's 1,080 chelokim, and the lunar cycle, in general, from Berlin to Berlin, is calculated as 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 chalakim, which also boils down to 44 minutes of Makhfeh. Shua Cheshvan Shal Kol Chodesh, that's the time of the month. Yiskalik Hashem L'Yubes Chalakim Hashem. You divide up the year, lunar year, into 12 equal parts, that's how long they would be. So it's a month. Okay. Don't do it today in Erev Shabbos. Well, it's ready after the time. Fishakadish Shabbatarva, who shloshim yom shleim the 33 days. It's Rosh Yagir, the yom malach. We have to wait till day 31. Mishas and Pidyon, and he comes into the Pidyon. Kimash yom malach for Shabbos, it's the Arach for Shabbos. So we wait.
Interesting. It would have been even a half a minute. What is it? Torah doesn't say shloshim. Why would you have a havamina to say that it's a chodesh, a lunar month, as opposed to?
Well, it says to yom ben chodesh tifta. Immigration, I feel of a get. You can't use a get, which is already written, because of mindset. We say a lot of give a get, you might write a get. Except the case of Takalei Alma, he's very ill. The Hanashi writes on the garish, he's traditionally deserving. He wants a divorcer to prevent a situation with him. It's here alone in the garish Bishabbos, we allow him to give the get on Shabbos. Traditionally, the Torah died there alone, because if we don't do that, we're afraid it might exacerbate his illness, because he'll get upset. And that will cause his equilibrium to be affected. No. You know, you ask, they won't do what he wants. Okay. Over the less lay babe saw. Now we have a problem. Normally the rule is that a document which is predated is possible. So a document which is dated, I wrote it up today. which is today was 15th. Today was Monday. Right. Today was the 14th. Today's the 15th. Right.
No.
So if I write it up today and now I wait till it comes to the Shkia to give it, so I'll give it on the 15th. So it's predated. So people will assume that the transaction took place on the 14th. So any liens, any responsibilities are effective as of the 14th. That's not true. They're only effective as of the 15th. So if somebody else meanwhile transacted something else on the 14th, he really has first rights to this item. But the reality is we're not going to say that because my document also says the 14th. So look, the shtar muktam is possible. The shtar which has a pre-early date is possible.
That's by Dine Maminus.
So now, what about the case of the get? Well, get also, because he used the get to collect, and she gets her rights of the tsuva, etc., are effective at the time of the get. So write a shtar muktam on the get, it's possible. Plus any responsibility he has regards to payers, there are more discussions about the problem. So there wasn't a problem. He should work the pills early day. They didn't write the date. Stop. The kosher law is we write the week, it's also kosher. So they didn't write the day, they wrote the week.
Is that a Bidi Evid situation?
Right of the week, as opposed to the day. It just creates certain halachas will not take effect till the end of the week. Because it has to be clear what it meant. Well, by the end of the week, it'll be clear. So it's a valid act of giving. Some halachas in regards to financial, the garrison is immediate. Financial obligations don't take effect at the end of the week. So she can't claim. He could argue, I saw that at the end of the week, we were still married. As far as everybody knows, the get was effective the last second. So anything you saw at the end of the week, she can't. Well, we gave it to me Monday. And you saw that on Tuesday after you gave it to me. So I had first rights to that. No, your rights start at the end of the week. So it's not a great idea.
Why couldn't you write it before Shabbos but put the date of Shabbos date on it?
It's not because you do that also. It's a special over here. The Kulam. And some of everything puts me at Russia's Jews and Mises. They argue they all the efficient remains and also the Jews and Mises. If you take it off on Shabbos, you can't use them. Everything else is a bit when it works. Shabbos. Either type of shaggy would be valid. It's not here.